Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Melissa Sockwell. And Melissa is representing Operation Rebound through Challenged Athletes Foundation today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Melissa.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Now, you are a graduate of the University of Colorado.
That is correct, yes.
Let's talk about your story and why you're here. You served in our military. You retired from the military on medical retirement.
Yeah, so I I joined the Army, or I did ROTC in college, and I was commissioned as an officer. And the reason was pretty short and sweet. I love our country. Always wanted to give back to it, and I decided to do that by wearing the uniform with that flag patch on my shoulder. I was deployed over to Iraq not long after I was graduated. I graduated in 2002, and then in April or in March of 2004, I was part of the 1st Cavalry Division and redeployed over to Iraq for what was going to be a year-long deployment. And it definitely didn't last a year. It was just 3 weeks into our deployment, and I was on a routine convoy through central Baghdad in the Humvee, who I had a driver. I was sitting in the back of the Humvee, and our vehicle was struck by a roadside bomb, which ultimately resulted in the loss of my left leg above the knee. That's the short version of what could be a long story, and did my rehabilitation at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and from there, went on to really live a life of athletics, but I imagine we're going to get into that. So I'll kind of stop there, a short sweet of, ended up 24 years old, missing my left leg.
Well, and there's a lot of firsts that we would like to be and to do. I'm not sure that being the first female who suffered a loss of a limb in a combat zone would be something that would be a goal that anyone would have, but you happen to be a first female of that to happen.
Is correct. It's definitely not something I went out and aspired to do. I feel like I was just kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's happening in my vehicle that got struck by that roadside bomb. If you look at it, I was the first female to lose a limb in Iraq or in active combat, correct.
So, Melissa, as a 24-year-old, you have now suffered a traumatic injury. Let's go right to the point where you were taken to a medical facility to be treated, and then finding out what the result was of the damage and how that made you feel.
So, before my injury, I've always been a very, optimistic person, glass half full. And it sounds kind of cheesy to say, but kind of, from the very start, I woke up in the Baghdad emergency room after a life-saving surgery. The surgeon next to me told me that I didn't have my leg anymore. And it wasn't this immediate sense of sorrow or pity or why me. It was actually, I was glad it was myself and not another one of my soldiers. I knew I could get through it. I had a great support system. So, and then being sent to Walter Reed and looking around Walter Reed and realizing that I was really one of the lucky ones, because all I had lost was one leg. I still had three good limbs. I had my mind, my eyesight. So that really helped put things in perspective as well. So, I'm not going to say I didn't have some moments of some tough moments. I think anybody would after such a significant injury, but they were fleeting, because I simply just had to look around to realize how lucky I was.
What you just brought out there, Melissa, is the key for anybody who right now has those moments that they're experiencing of depression or even being down about something that's going on in their life, is to take a look around. And it's not necessarily to go searching for people who are having more problems than you are, but to simply look around and see the challenges that other people have, and maybe shift our focus on those people and what they're going through and their personal experience, so that we can A, start to understand our own experience and be able to get through it, and B, find where we can help another person get through their experience.
Definitely. Yep, absolutely. I think I'd like to say that I think a lot of people would love to have our bad days. We have bad days, and we go to bed and we just think about all the bad that's happened. But if you kind of change that mindset, think about the good that's happened, it's pretty amazing how lucky we are to live the days that we do. So, I think a lot of people would love to have our bad days, honestly.
So you loved sports prior to this happening. And what caused you to think, okay, I now have one leg, I'm going to figure out how to be able to utilize the tools that I have to continue to be an athlete?
Sure. So initially, while I was laying in my bed in Walter Reed, I kind of wondered, you wonder what your life will be like. Will I walk? Will I run? Will I be independent? Will I be an athlete? And I would research these I would just research online about people that have come before me and other women missing their leg and what they had done. So pretty early on, I saw online a woman by the name of Sarah Reinertsen. She was affiliated with the Challenge Athletes Foundation, and she was missing her leg like I was, and she was doing an Ironman. And an Ironman, I thought, holy cow, like, and I wasn't a triathlete at the time. Triathletes were crazy. Like, she was doing 140.6 miles with one leg. So I kind of looked at that and I thought, okay, like, if she can do that, you know, maybe I can do that also. Maybe not necessarily an Ironman, although that did happen, but at least maybe I can still get out there and be an athlete. So I also learned about the U.S. Paralympics, where I could represent our country on the world's biggest athletic stage, wearing our USA uniform. So decided pretty early on that the Paralympics was going to be a goal. Started out in the sport of swimming, kind of fell in love with the water and how it made me feel, and ended up competing in the 2008 Beijing Paralympic Games. And then soon after that, I got a call from Nico, who runs the Operation Rebound program in the Challenge Athletes Foundation. And he said, hey, you want to come and try a triathlon? And I was like, triathlon? Like, who wants to do a triathlon? Somebody can run? I mean, that's crazy. And I, like, how could I ever do that? But in Nico's own way, he got me out to California for the Challenge Athletes Foundation's yearly race that they do. And here I was, surrounded by hundreds of other athletes with disabilities. I was doing my very first triathlon, and I crossed that finish line, and I was hooked. I fell in love with the sport. So it's since become a way of life for me, but it started with CAS and their Operation Rebound program.
So Melissa, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about what you shared about your experience at Walter Reed and seeing those who had challenges that were worse than yours. And now you've taken us to the point of you are working as an athlete, and you take a look around and you see people who are similar in their struggle, in their situation physically. You're seeing winners and you're seeing people who have overcome those challenges. How did that make you feel, if you can contrast the two, from where you were to where you were being there to compete?
It's motivating. So coming from a military background, there's such a sense of camaraderie in the military, right? Like, they become family. And then you become injured, and at Walter Reed, the other soldiers, you become an even tighter-knit family. And then you kind of step outside that military comfort zone, and you're surrounded by all these other people that have acquired these disabilities, and some military, some traumatic, some, you know, cancer or whatnot, and that it's just that sense of camaraderie, and they motivated me. It kind of pushed me to want to be, you know, the best athlete I could be. It's hard to explain unless you're in it, but it's just this extreme sense of community.
One of the things that I want to do when we come back is to talk about the journey that you took to focus on those who also have faced the prosthetic journey. And we'll talk about your experiences there and what you have done to make a difference in the lives of others who are affected in a similar fashion, where they lose their limbs. We're talking to Melissa Sockwell right now, and she has shared her story being a veteran, and also her athleticism, and how Operation Rebound through Challenged Athletes Foundation has helped to support her and others in their athletic journey to rebound, if you will, as they face certain challenges in their life. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Melissa. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better and also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I really am enjoying this conversation with Melissa Sockwell because she is an encouraging and inspiring person, and she found a way to overcome the challenge that some people have yet to find the ability to overcome. And I hope that Melissa's message so far is helping you, if you're facing any difficulty or challenge right now, that you look at people like Melissa and say, yes, I can, just like she did when she saw another athlete go 140 miles, and she began to think that that could be something she could do as well. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Melissa Sockwell.
Thanks.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a profession that you chose to help people who had lost limbs. It's an amazing opportunity, I think, when people open that door and they had their own issue or own problem, and they specifically focus on people who are going down that same path and having the same journey. Share with people what you took on that is something that you feel is making a difference right now for people who have lost limbs.
So I lost my leg on April 13th, 2004, and it changed my life in many ways. But one thing it did is I didn't really have, up until that point, my plan was going to be in the military, and suddenly I had the choice to medically retire, which I did, and I had to kind of figure out what I was going to do on the civilian side. So when I got fit with my very first prosthetic leg, the gentleman who fit me with this leg, I mean, he literally gave me the means to stand up and to start getting my life back. I mean, he got me back up on my feet again. And I remember looking at him that day and just thinking about how rewarding that must be for him. So after I was retired from the Army, I decided to go back to school for prosthetics, so learning how to fit other amputees with artificial limbs. Graduated school, a school called Century College out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And I practiced prosthetics for a few years with a company based out of Chicago. And then I kind of put the career on hold to we had two kids, trained and, competed in two Paralympic Games. And now my family, my husband and I and two kids live out in Colorado Springs. And just a few months ago, my husband, who is also a prosthetist, so six other amputees with artificial limbs, we opened our own prosthetic company here in Colorado Springs called Tolsma. So it's T-O-L-S-M-A, which is my husband's last name, / Stockwell Prosthetics, Tolsma Stockwell Prosthetics. The goal is to do exactly what that gentleman did at Walter Reed for me all those years back, is to get people back up on their feet, to help them, figure out how to use a prosthetic arm if they've lost their arm, and just find a way for them to be able to get their life back, whether it's just in the community, into athletics, being active with their kids. So it's really, it's been incredibly rewarding, and we're just getting started and looking forward to helping a lot of people out within the Colorado Springs community and around the nation.
Let me ask you, did the gentleman who helped you those many years ago, does he realize the steps you took after that to start this?
I do, yeah. We're still in touch, thanks to social media. And, we follow each other. He comments, yes. Absolutely. He realizes the impact that he had.
That is great. I love that. That would really mean something to me if I knew that I had that kind of impact on somebody in their journey and they took those massive steps to help others.
Right. And I think it just goes to show, all of us, as we go about our days and our life, you never really know whose life you're affecting and what they'll continue to do. Maybe something that you say or that you do, and just always kind of keep that in mind.
Yes. And one of the things that I also want to continue to bring out is Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. Nico connected us. I want you to share what Operation Rebound Challenged Athletes Foundation means to you and how you feel it can impact others moving forward.
Operation Rebound is, that's how I got started in the sport of triathlon. I will forever be grateful to them and to Nico just for reaching out and inviting me to do that race. Sometimes all it takes is a simple invite where you think about it and you're like, maybe I should go do that. So I've been able to meet so many other, wounded veterans, through Operation Rebound, and we're all on this journey together to become triathletes or to, and really to show each other and ourselves what we're capable of. So it's, I'm just forever grateful that Operation Rebound kind of came into my life and what they've done, not just for me, but for so many others as well.
I want to make sure that people do go to challengedathletesfoundation.org if they're interested in finding out more. And then, of course, we have the Operation Rebound side of Challenged Athletes Foundation, which helps first responders and military members. And I want you to check that out on Facebook. You can go to Operation Rebound /CAF. That is the Facebook page. And then on Instagram, it's Challenged Athletes Foundation. You can find them there on social media. Again, the website is challengedathletesfoundation.org. Melissa, I really appreciate the fact that you were willing to join me today and share your story and your experience and how you have been impacted by others around you and how you're impacting the lives of others today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for supporting CAF, Operation Rebound, and all they do to help people like myself. It makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. You're welcome anytime, Melissa. Thank you for your service, and thank you for serving our country in two different ways, representing us as a military member and an athlete. So thank you, Melissa Sockwell.
Thank you. Thank you.
Folks, we have been talking to Melissa Sockwell. I hope you enjoyed that conversation, and I hope you're encouraged by the message that Melissa just shared. If you have any questions, you want to check it out. If you want to message me, you can do that through Facebook at The Mark White Show, or email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com, or find out more at challengedathletesfoundation.org. I appreciate you joining in today and listening to this edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment and The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Hey, y'all. This is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.